There is a very weird, odd silence coming from the largest conservative commentators on the execution of Alex Pretty that we all saw on camera just yesterday. Multiple ICE agents shot him after disarming him and pulling him to the ground, and even a lot of Trump's biggest fans can't defend that. Now, of course, there's going to be the far-right fringes who will double down on any violence that they see, but the average American, the average voter who thought they were voting for some sort of economic freedom or a closed border is now realizing what fascism looks like. I've spent all morning scrolling through the Trump subreddit, like the far-right conservative subreddit, and then I spent all night scrolling through Twitter to see what MAGA's reaction was, and I found a few things. First of all, a lot of the big MAGA voices are just very quiet on this. Oftentimes, you'd see a Benny Johnson, you'd see the Matt Walshes immediately come out, double down and spin this to hell, but there was just a lot of silence. They realized that the optics of this one are very, very bad, and they're just going to leave it to Kristi Noem to lie to everyone, leave it to Stephen Miller to lie to everyone. But then, as I kept searching, I realized a lot of people on these Trump subreddits really don't like the look of this. This one self-described Trump supporter on Reddit says, "Shooting Americans is a losing issue with the ballot box. Noem needs to go, and someone more suited to the delicacies of the ERO need to be put in her place. This looks like an execution, and someone having a gun on them is not an excuse for law enforcement to execute them for exercising their First and Second Amendment rights at the same time." Honestly, this is such a normal human being response to see on the conservative forum. It doesn't matter if this person voted for Trump or voted for a liberal or was an independent. They seem to understand that U.S. citizens getting executed for exercising their constitutional rights is not a path that we want to go down. Let me jump in and show you the reaction of others, such as Tim Pool and other MAGA figures. But first, I do want to break down a little bit more about Alex Pretty, because people that worked with him in the ICU are saying very, very amazing heartfelt things. Dr. Swagalon says, "Alex was a nurse I worked with at the VA in the ICU. He used to tell people off when they made sexist comments to female physicians. He bought me coffee when I had a really bad day as an intern and saved my mental health more than once while there for a month. Our VA ICU staff are still working today despite this, and I beg you to do something, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan or Minnesota Governor Tim Walz." A DM from someone who worked with Alex Pretty went viral online. It says, "He's one of my nurses. I'm now an ICU doc at the VA. We are crushed. Alex was everything good about humanity." This says, "Alex Pretty was more than a name and a headline. He was a son, a caregiver, a protector, and a deeply compassionate human being. As an ICU nurse, he spent his life saving others, comforting veterans, and showing up where pain lived. In his final moments, he did what defined him best. He tried to protect someone else." There is now a video going viral of Alex Pretty reading the final words for a veteran, the one that he's not related to, but a veteran that he cared for at the VA hospital. The video was posted by the veteran's son, who said, "I never planned on releasing this, but rest in peace to Alex Pretty, who was there for us." A moment for Alex.
Terrence Lee Randolph, March 30th, 1947, December 10th, 2024. "Today we remember that freedom is not free. We have to work at it, nurture it, protect it, and even sacrifice for it. May we never forget and always remember our brothers and sisters who have served so that we may enjoy the gift of freedom. So in this moment, we remember and give thanks for their dedication and selfless service to our nation in the cause of our freedom. In this solemn hour, we render our honor and our gratitude."
Wow, incredibly beautiful, but also very prescient words coming from Alex Pretty, who says in that speech, "Freedom is not free. We must continue to work for it. Some people fight for it, some people die for it. Alex Pretty died for freedom, for us to continue fighting." Rest in peace to Alex Pretty. Rest in peace to the veteran in this video as well, who also fought for freedom throughout his life and fought for democracy. Let's move on to these MAGA commentators who will do anything but fight for our democracy. In fact, people like Tim Pool, our first example, will do anything they possibly can to erode our democracy. So somebody posted slowed down footage here at the bottom. It says, "New slowed footage raises questions about the sequence of events." Huh, what do you mean raises questions? You mean completely blows up Kristi Noem's narrative? So Tim Pool then responds, "Empty hand, then gun in hand." He's talking about the ICE agent who took the gun away from Alex Pretty. "Appears the man may have been disarmed before being shot. This is a chain of events in a greater conflict. Neither side cares at this point what justifies it or doesn't. I don't see Trump winning this one. That's about as close as you're going to get from a concession from Tim Pool that this is an execution. This is bad. He's not going to come out and say Trump fucked up. I sucks. But he's going to say, huh, I don't see Trump winning this one. This is a part of a broader conflict. Who started that conflict, Tim Pool? It was the president who surged thousands and thousands of troops into Minneapolis, and when that didn't go well and ended in a murder, he doubled down on surging even more troops into Minneapolis. And by the way, Tim Pool is very much so responsible for this escalation that we see in U.S. politics. Here is a collage of tweets sent from Tim Pool over the past few years. I want to clarify, this is not just from the past few months. This is from 2022, 2023, 2024, but that does not make it any better. He tweets like a maniac about a potential civil war. You are in a civil war. Civil war. You are in a civil war. 2 weeks earlier, you are in a civil war. You are in a cold civil war. Then he continues to tweet, this is going to be a civil war. We get it. They want civil war. I'm feeling a bit bullish on civil war. Tim Pool, I'm starting to think you're the one that wants to rile shit up, stir shit up, and start a civil war. Tim Pool was taking $500,000 a month from Russia. He was one of those right-wing influencers caught by the DOJ. And Russia is the number one beneficiary of a United States civil war. So Vladimir Putin's probably salivating when he sees his little stooges and goons like Tim Pool relentlessly trying to push for a civil war in America. Russia doesn't even have to invade if they can just start or spark a civil war between two sides that hate each other, but we will continue to fight for democracy and for the truth so that does not happen. There's not going to be a civil war in America, I promise you. Trump supporter on the Trump supporter subreddit then says, quote, I think this doesn't look good. The video is very fast, but I watched some other clips breaking it down and it looks like they took his gun before he was shot. Then it appeared like more than one agent shot him and another shot him multiple times. Let's say he did reach for his gun at some point. Why shoot him after the gun is taken? They're not conceding that he did reach for his gun. They're just saying even if he did, why would you still shoot him after taking his gun? And shoot him multiple times even after he's down? This gives me bad vibes all around, coming from somebody with the tag of a Trump supporter up top. Even Asmongold, who is a gamer bro that commands a large audience of gamer bros and will defend anything Trump does, came out and wasn't really defending this one very strongly.
If you have a police department that's not accountable or a law enforcement agency that's not accountable, that basically is the Gestapo. That is the secret police. That is the SS.
Joe Rogan said something similar on his podcast a few weeks back, before this shooting, but after the Renee Nicole Goodwin.
You don't want militarized people in the streets just roaming around, snatching people up, many of which turn out to actually be U.S. citizens that just don't have their papers on them. Are we really going to be the Gestapo? Where's your papers? Is that what we've come to?
Exactly. So whether or not these two men fully realize that what they're describing is exactly what Trump is perpetuating, they're spot on. Asmongold said something to the effect of, if you have a police force that is not held accountable whatsoever, that is basically the Gestapo. And J.D. Vance went on stage after Renee Nicole Good was murdered and said that ICE has absolute immunity, meaning the 2,000-plus allegations of sexual assault levied against ICE over the past few decades, they would have immunity from that, meaning the killing of both Renee Nicole Good and Alex Pretty, they would have complete and absolute immunity. No investigation can even happen. That is quite literally the Gestapo, and that is what Asmongold is describing. Joe Rogan then goes on to describe masked men who are hyper-militarized in the streets. Again, that is exactly what we are seeing. Six men taking on one person, taking away his gun, ripping him to the ground, pepper spraying him, and then shooting him. Travis Aker said, even my most conservative friends are saying Christine Ohm is lying and ICE messed up. MAGA podcast stopped defending the killing after the Lady in Pink video was released. That was the clear footage that showed he had his gun taken and was executed. And influencers deleted their posts en masse. This one is bad. It's clear ICE murdered an American today. Now, this next one is pretty funny because this right-wing ghoul, Curtis Yarvin, if you remember him, he's that author that J.D. Vance really respected, and he talked about how the United States should be run like a company by a CEO. He's got some wacky theories. For some reason, he's become respected on the right because I guess it's not that hard to become respected. If Nick Shirley can, then anyone can. But Curtis Yarvin realizes in real time that he's wrong. And it's so effing funny because his ego doesn't even let him back down. So he says, she drove her car at a cop. He pulled a gun on the cops. Watch the way the lib, without denying these fundamental facts, sinuously work around them. And then Curtis Yarvin says, a few hours later, update, It looks like he had a visible gun and was fighting with the cops, but one of the cops pulled it from either his hand or his waist. The idea that you have any right to safety when you do this is comical. Okay, first of all, your bitch ass just had to walk that back over the course of like 1 hour because you know that you're wrong. Secondly, his last line here is the tell and should scare every single American, whether you are a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, it doesn't matter. This last line is a tell. He says, "The idea that you have any right to safety when you do this is comical." I'm sorry, Curtis Yarvin, but this is the United States of America, and if you don't like it, you can get the hell out. If you think that Alex Preddy shouldn't be able to exercise his First Amendment rights and his Second Amendment rights, then you are fundamentally un-American. I mean, we have these rights, or at least I thought we had these rights, and they have made us better off than many countries that don't have these rights. I don't want to be in Russia where you can't protest or don't have a First Amendment right. Listen, I think the Second Amendment has many problems and we need to stop gun violence in America, but I don't want to live in a country where we don't have the right to at least own a weapon or a right to bear arms. Curtis Yarvin wants to take that away from you, from Alex Preddy, despite concealed carry being legal in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and in a lot of other states. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. Peace out.